Randy Heckman, who's running for United States Senator. How are you, Randy?
I am doing well, Tony, and how about yourself?
I'm doing very well. Are you in Grand Rapids?
I am today, although I'm going to Roscommon County with my wife later today to go to a, I think it's a Reagan Day dinner over there.
I met Randy on the island during the policy conference, and his wife, very nice people. And I don't know why this came up. Perhaps it's the cynical journalist in me, but I kept thinking, man, what a nice guy. Why is he running for office? And he's too nice. Is he tough enough? Is he hard enough? Respond to that, Randy.
Well, I was a judge, and my nickname was Hanging Judge Heckman, if that does any good for you. Again, I'm a strict person, yet I'm a fair person. We have 12 children, Marcia and I, and you don't raise 12 kids to be decent adults without a bit of strictness and holding the line and yet being fair at the same time. So I guess that's the best I can answer.
I saw a story in today's paper, in the Detroit News, as a matter of fact, talking about how a former Detroit Red Wing is being enticed by the Republican Party to run for Debbie Stabenow's office because there's no suitable challenger to that. And I thought, well, wow, that's kind of a slap in the face to Randy.
Well, that's okay. I mean, I'm getting that. But you know what? The thing in politics is to do better than expected. And we've lowered expectations because, you know, I've been a county judge and prosecutor, run three nonprofits for a total of close to 20 years, and again, relatively low profile, although I'm fairly well known on the west side of the state, but we're getting around the state and meeting lots of people, putting a lot of miles on the car, and over the next few months, I think you're going to see the visibility grow a bit. So, you know, we're working on it. We got over a year to go. And so just, you know, the tortoise and the hare. Remember who won that race.
Let's talk about fundraising. You got to have cash to win.
That's right.
Where do you stand with that?
Well, we're getting some good friends. We're getting some support from the Voss family and others on this side of the state. We're connecting with the folks on your side of the state as well, and middle of the state and the southeast side. And so we're getting cash in the door. We've got internet ways of continuing to communicate with folks. So we're going to get there.
What would you have done when we talk about the federal bailout for the big three? How would you have voted?
Yeah, that again. I was thinking about that. In the law, we got this principle, Tony, that says hard facts make bad law. Now, as you come up to a case as a judge and there's just extenuating circumstances, say, oh, we got to bend the law in this particular case. Well, the problem is when you bend it in this case because of the facts of this case, you end up changing it forever. And it's just a bad precedent to set to say, well, whenever a company, a big company, gets in trouble, we got to come up with federal money. So, you know, generally speaking, I'm opposed to doing that. I don't think it's the right thing to do. We should have a level playing field. Government should not pick favorites.
So you would have not have voted for federal money to be given to the big three in a bailout?
That is my inclination, yes.
Well, that would hurt a lot of Michigan people.
Well, in the short run, it would. But you know what? I think what these companies would rather have, and that's what I really am proposing, we've got to lower our corporate tax rate. It's the highest or second highest in the world, depending on who you talk to. But every other organized and developing country or developed country has lowered their corporate tax rate except America in recent years. And we need to do that. We need to make a climate for our companies. We've got to get rid of a lot of regulation for these companies. We've got to make it so that they can take the trillions of dollars that are overseas and bring them to our country. And they can't do it because of the tax rates. So I think the companies in the long run would rather have a climate that allows them to flourish rather than giving special treatment, whether it's a state or as a federal government, to certain groups from time to time. And maybe it'll be a short-run gain, but in the long run, I think it hurts everyone.
Do you have a take on whether Detroit needs a new bridge to Windsor?
You know, that's a state issue. And I know that my friends who are legislators are grappling with it. I'll be honest with you, you and I were on the island together. I was very impressed with our governor. I had not heard him much up to that point. I'm impressed with him, and he gave a pretty convincing argument to me as to why this bridge could help our economy. If he can convince our legislators of that, I'm all for it.
What's your take on, and this is another state issue, but I want to know what you think about the fact that aid for students per student was cut again.
And I, frankly, I did not hear that, although I got a, my youngest is going to college in the fall, but maybe I should know more. Well, what kind of aid? Are you talking
well,
about
funding.
Funding to the universities and colleges?
No, funding for each K through 12
student. K-12, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was reduced by, 1.9%? Again, it's we got to live within our means. And I am impressed, frankly, that the governor is facing issues courageously. I think our former governor did not face all of the financial issues that we have and the debt that we have, $50 billion of it, of unfunded entitlements in the state. And so I think it's probably the best compromise we can come up with right now.
What could Randy Heckman, as United States Senator, do to create more jobs in the state of Michigan?
And that has to happen. You know, I look back in 2001 when Debbie Stabenow took office, and our unemployment rate was less than 5%. It's now running over 10%. Our federal unemployment rate was slightly over 4%. It's now 9.1%. You know, she's been there for 12 years, and I guess the question is, you know, have we had the leadership for our families that we've needed to help us? We need to create jobs, and they don't come out of the thin air. They certainly don't come by the government just throwing money around. In fact, we don't have that money to do. We've got to cut the budget significantly. That's what's driving all this economic problem, is our $14.3 trillion debt. It grows by $4 billion every single day because there's not the will in Washington to turn it around. So if we don't deal with that, you know, forget anything else. We've got to get control of that, and it's going to be tough. It's going to be painful, but we can do it if we work together. As I said before, we need to lower the corporate tax rate. I suggest from 35 to 25%. We need to allow corporations that have money overseas to allow them to bring that back to this country so it can infuse our economy without tax. I think we should zero out our capital gains tax, eliminate a lot of regulation, especially the EPA, which is a rogue agency, in my opinion, that is costing so many jobs in this country, calling carbon dioxide a poisonous gas. Last I checked, we all have a little bit of that, at least some of us, in our lungs right now. And so there's much that needs to be done to get this economy going again. We can do it, but it's going to take effort, and it's going to take working together.
Your opponents would say, well, it sounds like Randy's a typical Republican supporting business, getting bigger, making more money, but he's not doing much for the common person.
Well, just, again, we've got to educate everyone, where in the world do jobs come from? A government has grown, or taxes have grown, 103%, excuse me, the government has spent 103% more now than they did like 10 or 11 years ago. We got a lot more government jobs, but the private sector has been ailing, will continue to do so, unless we let people that have dollars who take the risk to create jobs to do so. That's where jobs come from. We've got to create, a government is required to create an environment in which people that have resources will invest them, create businesses, and that's where jobs come from. That's where careers come from. We don't want just nickel and dime jobs. We want careers to be created. And that's not going to come unless we allow people with the wherewithal and the creativity to be free enough to do it. And government's not doing that right now. That's not the liberal democratic approach.
As a United States Senator, what else could you specifically do to cut our budget deficit and to balance the budget?
Mm-hmm.
Is that possible, and how long would it take?
Well, it's going to take time, but I'll tell you, and we've talked before in prior conversations, my belief is that we're actually hurting people through the $1 trillion that we spend state and federal wise on welfare. We've become a welfare state. You know, it's 50 years ago that a Democratic president said, ask not what your country will do for you, but ask what you can do for your country. I was, of course, John F. Kennedy. Well, the attitude today has changed. It's, hey, what do you need? Health care, food, clothing, shelter, one-stop shopping. Government's got it for you. Even if we can't afford it, here it is. That does not ennoble people. That demeans people. It turns people into what we used to call paupers. We want people who need resources to grow so that they can become self-sufficient, and government's ill-equipped, frankly, to do that. So part of my program is to encourage a transition from government welfare to welfare and assistance given by nonprofits and churches and extended families like we used to do in this country, where we can challenge people to be all that God made them to be. And that's ennobling, and it can work, but government's just not good at that. They're good at writing checks and throwing money around, even money they don't have. And again, we're talking a tall order here, Tony, but we got to do this. Time is limited because of this debt that keeps growing.
Randy Heckman hopes to be the Republican candidate for Debbie Stabenow's United States Senate seat. Randy, as always, thanks so much.
Thank you, Tony. God bless.